We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Final hour, Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I apologize for the strained voice this afternoon. Hopefully, it'll be gone by tomorrow. I was at a wedding over the weekend, and this song played. There was a live band there, and they crushed it. I mean, they did a great job playing the song. I didn't realize people were taking videos, and there's a video of me when they did the shout song, which when you're not in Buffalo, they don't sing the Buffalo version of the shout song, but I did over the band. We'll see if that video makes it to social media. I'm 50-50 on it right now. But it does mark the last wedding I'll go to until my own, as my wedding is less than 2 weeks away. This is my last full week of work, if you call what I do work. Here all week. I'm in for Tom tomorrow, then back to my normal time, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then I'm here Monday and Tuesday, and then off for about a week. So getting close. Obviously, a weekend separates right now and my wedding, and this weekend is Virginia Tech in Morgantown against West Virginia. So one last road trip until I get married as well. So a very eventful few weeks coming up. And, I mean, just talk about cramming everything into one, right? I mean, it's football season, and if you listen to the station regularly, you know my college football road trips that happen every year except for last year. You've got the wedding on September 25th, and then the following weekend, not only is my buddy getting married, but we are moving into our new apartment 6 days after our wedding. So just some people would say a stressful next 3 weeks. I would say an eventful and exciting next 3 weeks. I'm not stressing. I think it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see some friends I haven't seen in a while, some family I haven't seen in a while. So I'm excited for that, excited to finally this day that we've talked about for over a year. And I think sometime next week or maybe even tomorrow, we will do just your pointers for me when it comes to not only the wedding day, but life after marriage or life during marriage, right? Life after the wedding. How about that? We'll word it that way. Maybe we'll do that next week. Your pointers for me. Or maybe we'll do it tomorrow, because tomorrow's the last time I'm filling in for Tom until my wedding. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Some pointers on you guys using your experience to give me some life advice heading into not only the wedding day, but life after the wedding day. I mean, it's your typical Joe Beamer month after that, though. We're moving in the first weekend in October, and then three straight Virginia Tech home games. So, you know, right back to on the road, tailgates, football games, rushing back so I can host Hardline the next Sunday morning. You know, we're getting right back to it. Nothing's changing. Don't worry. Still the day-to-day Joe Beamer life that you all know and love. Now, we are talking about developments around Western New York. And this all started with the Outer Harbor public hearing that started at 4 o'clock. I assume it's still going on. Sean Ryan says he's talked to hundreds of people who say they don't want the amphitheater there. I think it's an amazing idea. But it also, and it's not just an amphitheater. For those that are just tuning in, this isn't just an amphitheater on the water. That's a big portion of it. But then you've got places where people can can jog, bike, walk their dogs, picnic. And it's just an amazing view of the waterfront. Amazing way to take in a Western New York summer. But Sean Ryan says that that's not what people want, and that's why the public hearing is taking place right now. But it reminded me of other projects that I think would have been beneficial to Western New York, and either a politician got in the way or the money dried up. And we've heard the Peace Bridge mentioned a few times already. We've heard the Bass Pro, which we did a show on Bass Pro Shop a few months ago, and how that was going to be the beginning of downtown. Now, luckily, Terry Pegula and Doug Jamal happened downtown, and we were able to get that downtown back up and running, as I say it. But we were able to get downtown to be a place to visit, to be a place people wanted to go, even if there wasn't a sporting event or concert going on that night. That was thanks to public money. Bass Pro did not happen. Luckily, 20 years later, we are seeing a vibrant downtown, even after a pandemic. We are seeing plans for the big things around the arena to reopen when the hockey season comes back. Right, so a lot of promising things, but I want to know from you, what are those developments that were mentioned, that were proposed, that either the money dried up or a politician got in the way that you think would have been beneficial to Western New York? And the one that comes to mind, well, actually, I have two that come to mind, but the one very recently that comes to mind is Station 12. And you've heard us talk about it. You've heard Susan and Brian talk about it in the morning. I've had the supervisor, Brian Culpa, on Hardline to talk about it. And to me, it was promising. Because if you see the direction of the way retail is going, obviously a lot of it has moved to online. But there is still retail, brick-and-mortar retail that is successful. And it seems to be the kind of retail that is in a plaza. You know, the mall, unless it's the Galleria, stores seem to be leaving the mall and going to plazas. A great example is walk through the Boulevard Mall and then get in your car and drive down to what used to be called Consumer Square when I worked there. It's called the Boulevard now. And look at the stores that used to be in the mall that are in that plaza now. And look how busy that plaza is on a regular basis, right? So when I heard Station 12 was going to come in, they were going to get some of these retailers that wanted to leave. But, you know, you had the Boulevard at one end, Station 12 next to Whole Foods. They tore down that empty plaza that was there. They moved My Tomato Pie to the old Buffalo Wild Wings down the Boulevard. And it looked very promising, right? They started putting up the walls for a few of the strips. It was looking like progress. There were people there working, which is always nice. And then COVID happened. Okay, and that's understandable. They delayed development and then delayed development. And now we're being told that there's no communication with the town and the people at Station 12. And just like other events here in Western New York, I shouldn't say events, just like other projects here in Western New York, you drive down Sheridan, which if you work, live in Amherst or Tonawanda, you are probably going to drive by Whole Foods at some point in the next week. And you see just this project sitting there, right? You've got a few walls up. You've got gravel. And it's just sitting there. It's an eyesore. You feel bad for Whole Foods because they're sitting next to this eyesore. You know, this was supposed to be the thing that was going to get customers to them. We talked to someone from Whole Foods, I think this was 2 years ago now, who said they were taking a hit with the understanding that this would be developed and this should bring people to their business. But that Station 12, I think, would have been great for Western New York for multiple reasons. I think it would have brought stores into town that aren't here right now. It would have kept, I think, and I don't know this for fact, but I'm pretty positive, it would have kept two retailers that left the Galleria and are now just gone, not in Western New York anymore, because they were planning to move to Station 12. It would have kept them in the area. It would have created jobs. it would have been, you know, another place for people to not have that dependence on online. I am not against online shopping. I don't want people to say, oh, Joe, you know, I'm not against online shopping. However, if it's something that can be bought here, if it's something that, and, you know, when you put money into the local economy, obviously, small business, locally owned businesses, that's where you want to support. But even if you go to one of the big names and you go and spend money in that store, that money does still stay here. You're keeping people employed, your neighbors, you're keeping people in the community employed. So that would also be promising. And someone selfishly, someone like me, I've mentioned this many times on the air, when I go to buy clothes, I have to buy clothes in person. I can't buy clothes online because I might wear a medium of this shirt, but on the same website, a medium shirt doesn't fit. And let's just be honest, medium shirts don't fit me anymore after the pandemic. But, you know, a large shirt might fit, and it's too big if I get this exact same website but a different shirt. I like being able to go try on what I get, and this was, I think, very promising. You know, I look at jobs. I look at something replacing. I mean, you remember that plaza after the Bon-Ton closed? That plaza was empty except for right around Halloween when the haunted houses would be in the old Bon-Ton. So that was promising. They got rid of that eyesore of a plaza, and they were going to put up this new retail concept with shops and restaurants, again, employing people, making a destination in Amherst, helping out an already struggling business. And instead, we now have this major eyesore. We replaced an eyesore with an eyesore on Sheridan. And I think it's very unfortunate. Again, those are jobs that now will not be created. And it might result in some jobs being lost. And what I mean by that is stores that, say, are in the Boulevard right now might not last in the Boulevard. I don't know if you've been to the Boulevard Mall lately. Store there that might have been thinking to move out into the Station 12. Well, now there's not that Station 12 to go to. Maybe they just don't replace that store. Maybe they just close, and now you're losing jobs. So there is some negative to this as well. But I think that project would have benefited especially Amherst, but definitely would have benefited Western New York. And now, not only is it not benefiting Western New York, it is a major eyesore. And with no communication of what's going to happen. And it's not just communication to you and I, the taxpayer. It's communication between the company and the town. We've heard as much. The last few times we have asked about Station 12, there seems to be no understanding from anyone what's going on. And it's very unfortunate. And I don't know if this is an example of money drying up or if someone got in the way. I think this is more money drying up than a politician getting in the way. But it's very unfortunate. And again, I hate seeing something that would have created jobs fail, especially here in Western New York, because to have that opportunity to be able to add more jobs to the market, I think would have been a beautiful thing. And unfortunately now, it's anything but. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You look at the past projects. You look at all this talk of development. Now, I got corrected last time I brought this up. But it is still something that I think was a huge loss for the city of Buffalo. And I don't know who's in the wrong here. You know, growing up, when this happened, I was in high school. And I've always been kind of a news nerd. But again, we got information differently back in 06, 07. But my understanding was the issue with the casino downtown that originally was supposed to be a hotel. Remember? And they had started production on it. Do you remember this? My understanding was that the city of Buffalo got in the way. And that's why it was delayed so long that when they finally started construction, they tore down the original steel beams that were being put up for this hotel and built the casino you have there now. Now, the casino that's there now, beautiful. I love going to it. I went there for my bachelor party, okay? I have nothing against the casino downtown. I have nothing against the restaurants inside the casino downtown. I have gone. I like it. But what it could have been would have been more beneficial to Western New York. Having a hotel casino with bars and restaurants would have been so beneficial. It would have literally brought money downtown. People would have stayed at the casino downtown and would have been downtown. Probably wouldn't have spent their entire time at the casino. I know there are some people that could have. But they probably would have wandered out, gone somewhere, gone to another bar, gone to see a comedy act at Helium. That's a project that I think really would have benefited not only Western New York, but downtown Buffalo at a time when downtown Buffalo needed help. Downtown Buffalo needed people to come visit downtown for more than just Sabre games and Bison games. This would have been a start 14 years earlier. And I don't know what the problem was. I don't know if it was a lack. I don't think it was a lack of money. I still am under the impression that that was the city of Buffalo, the politicians in power at the time. And again, I could be corrected, but that is my understanding. And I think it was a real failure for Western New York, just as Station 12 not being completed, sitting there as an eyesore, I think is a huge fail for Amherst. We lost out. And that's what always happens. The citizens, the residents lose out. And we lost out on Station 12. Now again, the casino that ended up being put downtown, beautiful. I love spending time there. I might go there after the show and place a few bets. But what it could have been, what it was supposed to be at the time, would have been so much more beneficial to downtown Buffalo. It would have brought people downtown, and they would have been there for a night, two nights, at a time where no one was going downtown, where you didn't have all these things going on. You had a parking lot across the street from the arena. You didn't have people going downtown unless the Sabres were home, the Bisons were home, there was a concert. People weren't going downtown. This would have brought people downtown. And whoever got in the way of that really failed Western New York. 803-0930, star 930. What is your example of a development that should have happened that didn't and you think would have been beneficial to Western New York? And also, I'm giving you a blank check for however much money you need to develop something that would be beneficial to Western New York. What are you developing?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't know, that song was in my head all weekend. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to play it. We are talking about development, but before we do that, before we get to that, someone on the text board reminded me that I promised to play you a clip from Bowerly's new movie. And we finally got audio. Now, I had to go through many, many avenues to get this. But here is a line. This is Bowerly's line in the new movie. Heard here first on WBEN. That is the line in the new movie. Very excited to see this. I'm telling you, filmed in Buffalo and Bowerly's in it. I will be there the first opportunity I get. I will be at the theater with my popcorn in the middle row because I'm a middle row. I don't want to be in the front. I don't want to be in the back. I'm in the middle of the theater. Hopefully, you know, when you go to like the first week or so, you have to sit on the end because you don't want to walk through people. But hopefully there'll be some opening. With the new chairs now, it doesn't really go that way. You got the nice recliner chairs. You can work your way to the middle. I think that's what I got to go. The first opportunity so I can see Bowerly in this new movie. But yes, exclusive audio heard here on WBEN. We are talking development. The Outer Harbor, they had their public hearing today. And it might still be going on. I don't know how long those things usually go for. And it had me thinking, you know, Sean Ryan saying hundreds of people do not want this amphitheater. But if you look at the projects, and here's the beautiful thing of 2021, you can go online and you can look at the plans. And if you look at the idea, at the layout for this project, yes, you see the amphitheater. Looks beautiful. It'll be awesome to see a show at. But it also includes walkways, places to picnic, walk your dog, ride your bike. All of those things that Sean Ryan claims are the only thing people want on the Outer Harbor. It's all there. It's all a way to enjoy summers in Western New York. And it made me think of missed opportunities when it comes to development in Western New York and how many times failed development that would have benefited Western New York have passed us. I mean, in we could go through a list of things, but I brought up Station 12. And someone on the text board said, Station 12 developers, not the town, dropped the ball. Town leaders are livid over it. Good insight from that texter. So Station 12 developers are the ones that dropped the ball, not the town of Amherst. And if I was the town of Amherst, I would be livid. Yes. I would be beyond upset. This had a lot of promise. The town put their support behind it. They would at one point give us regular updates on it, and I think it would have been very beneficial. You know, it got rid of the one eyesore, and the plans for this looked great. It's exactly what retail is becoming. We are moving out of the malls and more into an outdoor shopping plaza. We're going back in time when it comes to our retail. And a huge opportunity missed by Station 12, but as the texter says, it's more the developers, not the town. And if I was in power, I'd be upset about it, too. I'd probably call out that company every day if it was me. And then we talked about the casino downtown. But numerous things were supposed to to happen. You look at Niagara Falls in that site that used to be the Rainbow Mall, I think they called it. I'm not sure exactly what the name was, but that site that used to be a mall in Niagara Falls. I'm not talking about Summit. I'm talking about near the falls. And numerous projects were supposed to happen there. And the parking garage is still there. And that's about it. But nothing's come of that. You know, every time a mall closes or, you know, becomes almost empty, we hear of these plans to open a recreational center. I believe McKinley Mall had that. Summit Mall, there's been plans. And those, nothing comes of it. The Odd. I mean, for years we heard things they were going to bring to the Odd. Things they were going to make the Odd into. They were going to reopen the Odd. Now, what they've done at Canalside, I cannot complain. I think they've done a great job at Canalside. Right? You've got the ice skating in the winter. You've got just a beautiful place to walk around in the summer. You've got all the stuff on the water to do. Canalside in downtown Buffalo, it's amazing what they've done. I mean, when I was in high school, when I was in college, the Canalside, there was nothing. It was nothing. But now you have the ice skating, you have the Canalside. Great. But if you look just past the ice skating, you still have the big hole of where the Odd used to be. That was 11 years ago. Why is that crater still in the ground downtown where the Odd used to be? That's a huge eyesore. You know, you drive down Pearl, or maybe you drive up Pearl. Let's do it that way. You see the beautiful canal side. Oh, this is great. Look at all the people on the what do they call those? The rafts? Not the rafts. Is that canoe? I don't know. You got people in the water. You got people in boats. People partying. You know, I was down there for someone's birthday. You had the Trump boat parade going on at the same time. You know, you just got a lot of stuff going on. It looks great. Everyone's in a good mood, enjoying the weather. You have the little area where ice skating is going on in the winter. And then you go right next to that, and there's this big crater with banners around it that have been there since 2010. And it's like, we can't clean that up. We can't do something with this. Because no matter how you approach Canalside, if you take the train, if you take Pearl Street, you're going to see this. It's a huge eyesore. Speaking of the train, and someone texted this in, and I wanted to address this 45 minutes ago. How about all the plans for extending the train? I mean, the Metro Rail system is a great benefit for Western New York if it went anywhere. Now, I've talked about this numerous times. Growing up, we took the train downtown all the time. We lived right by South Campus. So that made a lot of sense. We'd get in the car, we'd drive, you know, a few lights down Main Street, go to South Campus and take the train. It wasn't until, and then I went to school at Madai, and Madai College is literally at a train station. So I would always take a train downtown and a taxi back. But then I, you know, didn't live near South Campus. I moved to Orchard Park, and you realize that, wow, it would benefit to have a train here. You work here near UB's North Campus. It would benefit to have a train here. And we hear the plans. Well, we, kayaks. Thank you, Texter. Not canoes, not rafts, kayaks at Canalside. Oh my gosh, huge brain fart there. I apologize. Kayaks at Canalside. I digress. But you live anywhere that's not on the train tracks. You know, I mean, growing up, since we moved to Buffalo in 99, we take the train downtown. At Madai, we take the train downtown. You live in Orchard Park, you can't take the train downtown. And we hear these projects. Oh, we're going to expand it here. But first, we need a $5 million environmental study. It's just always something. Hey, maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do this. Look at what this would look like. No, believe me, I know what a light rail system would look like if you expanded it. I can do that work in my head. Don't show it to me unless you've already gotten the environmental study done. It was going to go down Niagara Falls Boulevard, work its way to UB North. We need to spend $5 million to see if this is okay. I mean, just putting things off, putting things off. It's like Joe Beamer in high school with homework. Putting things off, putting things off. And these things would be so beneficial. If they had started work on the light rail, on a light rail system 10, 15 years ago, oh my gosh, could you imagine? With all the progress downtown, having more options to get downtown from more places, having a train that went to the airport, a train that went to the stadium, especially now since they're going to keep a stadium in Orchard Park. But no, we just tread water. I don't know. We'll just move it back. We got to complain about this today. Oh, we don't have time for this. And it's just so disappointing. You know, you go anywhere else in America. I mean, you look at Pittsburgh. You look at Cleveland. And the development there that has happened. The way they've turned those cities around. I'm not saying as much about the light rail system. That was just an example of Buffalo. But you look at Pittsburgh. You look at Cleveland. And all they have done. And, you know, every time I'm in Pittsburgh, I think, that could be us. That could be Buffalo. You know, when I go to Cleveland to see, when I saw the Mets play the Indians a few years ago, that could be Buffalo easily. But it just seems when there's a good idea, when something, and again, this is just from the last 20 years, but from what I hear, what I read, and I do read, from what I hear and read, it's not just something that's been going on for 20 years. This is a pattern in Western New York of projects that would be beneficial to this area that could get us somewhere close to, I mean, not now, but if done 30, 40 years ago, could have gotten us on par with Pittsburgh, on par with Cleveland. But it's just the same kind of BS from our elected officials. And instead of doing anything, we try to stop anything because 50 people may have said they didn't like it. But when it's something they want to do, it doesn't matter how unpopular it is, they'll usually just push it through. Sean Ryan, hey, 100 people told me that the Outer Harbor, they didn't like it. We need to have a public hearing. Well, you're telling me 100 people didn't talk about the 30 miles an hour on the 198? You're telling me 100 people didn't question your plans, again, still in progress, but didn't question your plans to remove the 198 before you had that press conference? It's only when they don't like something, or as a few callers said earlier, when someone gets in their ear that they, hey, we need a public hearing. But when it's something they want, no public hearing. When's that public hearing on term limits? Anyone? Anyone? I didn't think so. So late, but it's only 5:52. It feels incredibly, incredibly late right now, but it's only 5:52. Why does 5:52 feel late? Like even on a normal day for me, when I get up at 3:45 in the morning, 5:52 doesn't feel this late. I slept in today. I got to work late in 5:52. It feels like it could easily be 10 o'clock right now. That's how I feel. It could easily be 10 o'clock, me trying to stay up for the rest of Monday Night Football. I don't know. Just some of those days, right? Someone texted in. They don't agree with me on the train, but they said the Outer Harbor was a missed opportunity. Could have been a Restaurant Row, waterside. There are a few places, ironically, to enjoy waterfront and eat. And again, hopefully those concerns were brought up. But you look at these at this plan for the amphitheater. Now, you could still have that green space and add restaurants, add retail. We'll see what happens. We'll see what, but the amphitheater itself, I think, is a great idea in leaving all that other room for something. Again, you want to make it a place where people can enjoy Western New York summers. Too many people waste away their summers. This development would help more people enjoy their summer and, again, add another venue for an event to come to Buffalo. But all these failed developments, all these things that never came to reality. And it's just so disappointing because when you look at the things that did come to reality, the plans that were drawn up and actually became something, it's amazing how much progress we've seen of that in downtown Buffalo. You know, I bring up Doug Jamal, and he really, we should all be so thankful for Doug Jamal. But the projects he has done and completed downtown, the Seneca One Tower, the tallest building in Buffalo, was empty for years. I thought that was awful symbolism of the tallest tower in Buffalo being empty. And now look at it. Thriving, people moving in. I think there's a waiting list to move in. It's lit up at night. It's got a big name company in there. That's great. That's so promising for Buffalo. You know, I know it's not open right now, but you look at the Harbor Center and what that has done for hockey and for getting people downtown. The Marriott, which is part of the Harbor Center, amazing addition to downtown. And 716 was great. Southern Tier Brewing is going to be awesome. An awesome place to hit before and after events at the arena. So it's great when you see these things drawn up and then you can go downtown and go, wow, that actually happened. Look at this. This is awesome. This is progress. I want to see more of this, especially downtown. So it's sad when something fails that could have had that same reaction, that same impact on the city of Buffalo, on Western New York. And it's just so sad to look back and see all the failed projects that, again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wouldn't have happened. But I think if 40, 50 years earlier, we were able to capitalize on some of these projects, we could be on par with Cleveland. We could be on par with Pittsburgh. You know, and I want to see that. I want to see Buffalo continue to revitalize, to be progressive downtown, to be a place where people want to go. You know, I want to get a call and be able to say, hey, we'll go to a Bills game on Sunday. We'll hit the Sabres up, but we'll also be able to do these things as well. Show off Buffalo. And yes, there are places downtown that I want to show off when my friends are in town. I want to see more of that. I don't want to see more eyesores that we are seeing now with some, unfortunately, failed projects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.